Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium. And my goodness, we got lots and lots of people on the line from all across the United States and Canada. And it's a good thing that we're going on this 47-city road trip. And in fact, it starts tonight in West Palm Beach. I know that that event's going on right now, probably wrapping up. And we've got our first tour that started today in West Palm and is going to be going to Fort Lauderdale and Orlando and Jacksonville and Tampa and then going into Texas, Dallas, and Austin. So lots going on in the Southeast here this week and this weekend. And David Sandoval is going to be in several of the locations. He's going to be in Fort Lauderdale tomorrow night. He's taking the red-eye flight tonight from California over to Florida. He's going to be in Orlando on Thursday, going to be in Tampa on Saturday, and then he's flying over to Dallas on Monday. So got one, two, three, four different opportunities to see Dave here this weekend in Florida and Texas, but not just for you to see him, but for your friends to see him and your friends' friends and your downline and people that, you know, on Facebook. And that's what we're going to be talking about here in just a moment tonight, is the importance of utilizing this road trip and events in general to turbocharge your business. And so what we've done is try to make it as simple as possible to share what's going on about these events. So we have our igniteroadtrip.com website, and I recommend that you all use that. On the igniteroadtrip.com website, you'll see all of the different events, all the different tours laid out. And you can click on the link, and when you click on the link, you'll be able to see the flyer that's available. You'll be able to see the details of who's going to be at the event, including our crown speakers, the location, the phone number of the location, and then a little registration button to attend. And you're going to want to hit that registration button for yourself and for your guests, because we're going to be auctioning off at every single event. We're going to be auctioning off a signed Green Foods Bible from David Sandoval. So that's a nice treat, a nice little benefit, but all these events are free. So the company is investing a lot of money. Our Crown Leadership is investing a lot of money, and we want you to take full advantage of it. That's what a smart business person does, is leverage the assets that are available, especially inexpensive assets. I mean, right now, West Palm Beach meeting is just wrapping up, but tomorrow night, we're going to be in Fort Lauderdale. Who do you know in southeastern Florida that you can get in front of David Sandoval and all the crowns that are going to be there? It's going to be a loaded meeting. In fact, I'm going to go to igniteroadtrip.com right now to see who's going to be in Fort Lauderdale. Oh, my goodness, we got crown speakers including Ian Farrar, Sonia, and Doug Magruder. Both of them are four-star crowns. We got Dr. Dana and Adam McGrady, two-star crown. Marina Simone, two-star crown. April Nybel, crown. Kelly Bono, crown. Christine and Jerry O'Shea, their crowns. So we've got a whole crown team there. You're going to hear some amazing success stories, as will your prospects. And so anybody who hears Dave, anyone who hears all of these success stories from these crowns feels the energy. By the way, we have nearly 250 people who have registered. This is a free event, so I'm sure we're going to have people who are not going to register. But importantly, we have almost 250 people who have registered for our Fort Lauderdale event already. So it's going to be a packed room. It's going to be lots of fun. And if I go on to my website here, I know that it's at the Embassy Suites in Fort Lauderdale. So use that igniteroadtrip.com website. Share with those social media squares. Post it on Facebook. Let people know that Dave's going to be there. We've got a great little social media square for, you know, those of you who have downline in Fort Lauderdale. And then we've got a Make Real Money Promoting Real Food social media square. We've got an Inc. 5000 social media square. You know, we're one of the fastest growing companies in America today. And we're going to be in 47 cities in 47 days. We're going to be in Fort Lauderdale tomorrow. You can post that on your website and see who's interested, see who wants to come. And that's what the art of promotion is all about. We'll be talking more about that in a minute. Just a couple other notes. I'm happy to say, proud to say, that we've helped now 21 children through Operation Smile already. We've been promoting the BioSkincare for less than 4 weeks, but the amount of money that we've gathered through a $5 donation with every BioSkincare set has helped 21 children get surgeries for their cleft lip so that they can look more beautiful outside and match their beauty inside. And so it's a great promotion. It's a great opportunity. And I recommend that all of you watch the little four-minute video about Operation Smile. It's really touching, and it just adds another layer of benefit to getting that bioskincare system. So if you haven't tried the bioskincare system, you definitely want to try it. It's an amazing product, and it's a great opportunity for you to share with others. So lots of stuff going on right now. Make sure you check your email every week. You know, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, we send out email blasts, and there's good information throughout. I don't have time to read everything, but we are doing a big data purge. It looks like probably the end of this week. So anyone who has not purchased products since December of 2013, so that's more than a year and a half ago, they've had plenty of time to make a purchase. If they haven't purchased 50 BB, they're going to turn into a retail customer. So I just want to let you know that we're trying to clean up our business, get things going, because we've got to make room for all the new people that we're going to be enrolling, utilizing this amazing road trip tour. So it's a great opportunity right now for me to transition into our primary training for this evening, which is promoting events and the concept of utilizing events as a turbocharger for your business. And I know that some of the most successful people in our business have really built their business event to event to event. And you know, those events start with conference calls, and they can be team calls, they can be corporate calls. Certainly the healthy happy hour is the lifeblood of our event schedule. With our road trip program going on right now, we've got 47 events to promote to here in the next 47 days. Crown Universities have been an important piece of our event schedule. And then, of course, we've got Diamond Club and Blue Diamond Retreat and a Crown trip coming up. So, you know, what's important is that people are always looking out for themselves as far as what's in it for me. There's so many things that compete for people's attention on a daily basis. There's some estimates that people are bombarded with up to 5,000 different messages, advertisements, requests. You know, it's just amazing how much our attention gets fragmented as people are looking to get our attention. And so the big question that people have to ask themselves over and over and over again is, what's in it for me? What's in it for me? What's in it for me? Why should I look at that? Why should I care about that? Why should I go to that? And the thing that makes people take action, or at least inspires people to take action, is when something is urgent. And when something is urgent, it is both important and it's timely. It's something that's important and it's timely. It's important in the mind of the prospect. It's important in the mind of the person who you're communicating with, because everybody has different needs. There's different things that are going on in people's lives. And the good news is that the Purium business opportunity and product line should be and can be important in most anyone's life, because almost everyone is looking to be healthier. Almost everyone is looking to lose some weight. Almost everyone understands the power of metabolic reset or detoxification. Almost everyone understands the power of organic and healthy food. Almost everyone understands that having plant-powered natural food is better than artificial food. Almost everyone is looking for more money. They're looking for, you know, the opportunity to earn some additional income without spending a ton of time or effort. You know, so it's our product line and our business can and should be important in people's lives if presented correctly. The challenge is the timely part. And this is where events come in. The challenge is the timely part in that, yeah, I want to get healthy, but guess what? I could get healthy today, or I could get healthy tomorrow, or I could get healthy next week, or I could get healthy next month, or I'll start it at the first of the year, or, you know, whatever it may be. It's easy for people to put stuff off, even their health. Same with their wealth. Yeah, I know, bills are tough, kids are going to college, I don't have much in my retirement fund, I'd love to have a better car, I'd love to, you know, make my house payments without stress, whatever it may be. You know, people are looking for more money, but, oh, if I have to go try something, do something, you know, look at a new business opportunity, it's something I could do tomorrow or next week or next month. And that's the power of events, is that events earn, the events create the timeliness to the urgency. So there's no question that our products and our opportunity are important, and the power of the event is that it creates timeliness, which then suddenly makes it urgent. So how does an event make something timely? Well, guess what? David Sandoval is going to be in Fort Lauderdale. We're going to have 7, 8, 9 crowns in Fort Lauderdale tomorrow night. They won't be there on Thursday. They won't be there on Friday. They won't be there a week from Saturday. They won't be there 3 weeks from Sunday. They're going to all be there tomorrow night. And so by having that timeliness, it creates a reason for you to communicate with somebody, and it creates a decision point for a prospect to say, yes, this is important and urgent for me now or not. And that's okay. You know, it's okay if somebody decides not to go to your healthy happy hour this week, because if you're having another one next week, then they can come next week. It's okay if somebody says, no, I'm not interested in going to Fort Lauderdale tomorrow, because you know what? We'll be back to Fort Lauderdale another time, but you have enough people to talk to in Fort Lauderdale and enough people to talk to in Orlando and Tampa and Dallas and all across. If you're using all of the events that we have and all of the contact base that you have and all of the communication tools that we make available for you and all of your excitement and urgency about the potential of your business and helping people to get healthier, then any individual who says no, oh well, all you can do is present the opportunity, make it feel important, make it feel timely, and then they'll understand the urgency, and then they can plug into it or not. And so, you know, I don't have a lot of time to go into the details of how to present and exactly how to communicate and how to set up the invitation. I mean, that's not really the purpose of this call. But what I can say is that one-third of the value is what happens before an event. One-third of the value is what happens during the event. And one-third of the value is what happens after the event. And so what I mean by that is that by having this road trip, one-third of the value of the road trip is that it creates activity, it creates excitement, it creates reasons to contact people, to reach out to people all across the United States and Canada, because not only do we have an event in West Palm tonight and Fort Lauderdale tomorrow and Orlando the next day and Dallas, but you can start to look ahead, and we've got events in Tucson and in Minneapolis and in Tarrytown, New York, and Alexandria, Virginia. We've got events all over the place. And so by having all of these events, it creates an energy, it creates an excitement, it creates a reason to reach out to different people and to share. And so that's one of the important things about having an event schedule. And it also gives a reason to have healthy happy hours going into the event. Because let's say that you're in Utah, and there's an event that's coming up in several weeks in Utah. Well, having a healthy happy hour tonight, or having a healthy happy hour this weekend, or having one tonight and one next week, what that's going to do for you is that at that healthy happy hour, you can share with people that one of the great reasons to join tonight is that one of our owners is coming into town in a few weeks, and so it would be great not only for you to sign up tonight, not only for you to meet our owners, but you can invite 2 or 3 or 5 or 10 people to be there as well. And so it creates an energy having this activity that's happening leading into an event. And having 47 events on this road trip creates just a stream of activities that can happen going into an event. Now, one-third of the value is what happens during the event. Now, the only way that there's value during the event is to make sure that somebody gets there to the event if it's a physical event. So you want to make sure you send out a great invitation, you have a lot of excitement, you're happy that they're going to be there, you follow up before the event, whether it's a text message, an email, a phone call. It's really important to understand that just because somebody says they'll come to an event 2 or 3 or 4 weeks from now, or 2 or 3 or 4 days from now, follow up that day before or follow up the day of, maybe even pick them up or, you know, drive them to the event, whatever you can do to get them there. And then at the event is definitely a ton of value. And we're going to have a fantastic focused PowerPoint presentation David Sandoval is going to be at some events. Amy Venner is going to be at some events. I'm going to be at some events. We're going to have a ton of crowns at events. They're going to see and hear and feel people who are very passionate about our mission, about our products, and about our opportunity. And then in addition, one-third of the value is what happens after the event. Because after the event, not only could people sign up, but then you can promote the success of the event. And so what you're going to see, and we're going to do the same thing that you're going to be doing, is after we have this West Palm event, we're going to show pictures and we're going to show videos. And after the Fort Lauderdale event, when there's 200, 250 people, we're going to show photos and show videos. And now the people that are in Utah or the people that are in Minneapolis or in Chicago or in Tarrytown or in Honolulu or, you know, Oahu, you know, they're going to say, wow, I want our event to be bigger. I want our event to be better. I think that with all of this excitement, maybe I can go diamond. Maybe I can go blue diamond. Maybe I can go crown. And so the events take on a life of their own, and momentum creates momentum. And so there's a lot of that happening, and I can certainly talk, you know, more about the philosophy, but what I'd like to do is bring on a couple of folks that are in Florida right now. Right now, our first tour starts in Florida. A lot of energy and excitement going on. Lots of healthy happy hours going on. Lots of promotion of the Florida events going on. I'd like to start with Erica. And Erica, if you would share with us a little bit about what you've been doing. I know we talked today, and you were talking about all the energy that you've got, you know, because of this event schedule. So why don't you tell people what you've been doing with your healthy happy hours, what you've been doing to promote to this event, and any, you know, specifics that you've got that you think would be important for people who are looking at the event schedule and kind of scratching their head, not sure how to use it.
Well, thank you so much for having me on the call tonight. It was great to have the opportunity to do that. So I wanted to take a minute and thank you for that.
Sure.
Right now, this week, we have everybody is full of energy. Everybody in my team, we are loading. We are all amped up for Tampa. Some people are going to Orlando, but everybody is gleaming with excitement. We all know that you guys are coming to the area. We're super excited, and that is trickling down to all of our prospects, all of our team members. So we are just gathering and gathering. And if they are not here, I have team members in other states. They are going to be getting on the Ignite tours in other states. So we're just trying to drive the importance. Like, we had driven the importance of convention. We're kind of using that same technique for this. Like, this is a mini convention for everybody to come and have the opportunity to see and feel the energy and the passion, what Purium has to offer. So we're really, again, same thing, we work with prospects. We're not letting any stone go unturned with getting people to Ignite, this amazing opportunity that Purium has put forward for everybody to come. It's not only a great business building opportunity, but it's a great opportunity for people to just come and feel what we feel as team members of Purium, you know, the energy that we get. So that's what we've been working on all week. We've got about 4 or 5 healthy happy hours set up for this week, too. I know there was one that went on in my team tonight. We've got a couple tomorrow, and then Thursday we'll finish up with one. So lots of energy going on, and just invite, invite, invite. And when you think you're done inviting, invite somebody else and tell them to bring somebody and get them signed up. And that's what we've been doing.
Well, that's fantastic, Erica. And you know, you use the word feel a couple of times, and you know, you use the analogy of convention. And I think it was Geraldine Camarillo, who's a 4-star crown, you know, said that what convention does is it takes, you know, what's in your head and puts it in your heart. And you know, I think that anybody who was at this Ignite convention certainly got that sense. And so although we can't transport the entire convention to 47 cities, especially when David Sandoval's there, especially when Amy Venner's there, you know, there's going to be a lot of heart. And so, you know, it's one thing to look at a website. It's one thing to look at a brochure. It's one thing to you know, hear or see these marketing materials. But, you know, it's quite another thing to see real people, especially owners that care as much as our owners do. And so I can feel in your voice, since you use the word feel, the belief level that you have that if you get somebody to the event, get somebody in the room, get somebody surrounded by a couple of hundred people who are excited about earning some income and being passionate about health and wellness, that good things are going to happen. And so,
it's about bringing them there, getting them to feel what we feel.
Well, fantastic. Well, congratulations on all the success that you've had so far in just a couple of months, you know, already to Green Diamond. And I know that you got big plans here for this month, and with 4 or 5 healthy happy hours going on tonight, tomorrow, and the next night, that's the perfect way to lead into a big local event. And so, you know, all those people, you know, if you can get 8 or 10 or 12 or 15 new people to say yes this weekend, and to have them come with 2, 3, 4 guests. I mean, you could have 30, 40 new guests that show up, you know, this weekend because of the activity that you're doing this week. And, you know, that can lead you to Blue Diamond and to our retreat coming up here in the fall. So I look forward to seeing you at Dave's place.
Absolutely. I look forward to it as well. Thank you so much.
All right. Very, very cool.
Okay, take it easy.
Excellent. Thanks. Thanks, Erica. Well, I've got Kim from Florida, too. Yeah, I've got Kim from Florida, too. So, Kim, I know you've been doing lots of promoting. You got a lot of exciting things, and I know you got lots of guests lined up at some of these Florida events. Why don't you talk a little bit about, you know, what you're saying or what you're doing, or why you feel these events are important to your business?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on the call tonight as well. And Erica that just spoke is actually my upline, and I've been simply duplicating Erica. And we actually tonight just came from a healthy happy hour, which ended up with a change of day, only having enrollees there, people who are builders, which was great because we turned it into training. We went over names lists. One of the girls there actually got very excited about the tour coming up, and she's going to be coming to Tampa. My husband and I've said my story before, but we learned about Purium on a Tuesday, got invited to the Healthy Happy Hour Wednesday, learned about the convention, literally came home that night, and we booked our flight, our accommodations, and I don't know if I said we hadn't even enrolled till Thursday morning. We went there, and the power of being able to be there was just, it was remarkable. It really, really excited us. We were watching the diamonds walk across the stage, and we're like, we could so do this. I mean, we can totally do this. It put a fire in us. And then we learned about the 47, you know, day tour, and we canceled our 3-week trip we had planned for the beginning of September because there's no way we were missing that opportunity. Listening to the Crown speak, listening to Amy speak, listening to David speak, yourself speak, it was inspirational. It was something that I wished everybody could see, and now they can. And I'm from Pennsylvania. I've got friends up there that I'm sending information to go there. I'm having my team make lists of who they want to bring with them. Then we're going to sit down. We need to make phone calls. We need to follow up with these people. We need to get them there. We're going to offer to have everybody meet at our office, and let's all caravan down together. Let's go to Tampa together. We're also going to Orlando because we've got quite a few people who want to go to that one. And it just, until you've been there and you've seen these people speak and you've heard what they say, you may not understand the value of it. But now that we have been there, the value is, it's of no cost, which is even more incredible because that takes out that issue people have when they don't want to spend the money. It's really an incredible opportunity. And I think the lists are huge. People will say, I don't know anybody. And literally myself the other night, I just talking about a list of people, I came up with 7 pages of people. And I thought, geez, I didn't even know I had that many people I could put on my list. And following up with it, making phone calls, confirming, offering to pick them up, those are the things that are going to get them there. And once you get them there, the value will be just invaluable.
Nice. Well, Kim, congratulations on getting the diamond your first month and your sense of urgency, you know, that importance and timeliness. You know, it's not only about events, it's about, you know, building a business. And, you know, I think one of the things, too, in listening to Kim and listening to Erica is it's also so much about quality, not just quantity, you know. And so, yes, it would be awesome if you had 10 or 12 or 15 or 18 people in Fort Lauderdale tomorrow night, or 8 or 10 or 12 people in Tampa or three or four or six people in Dallas. But you know what? It would be awesome to have one fantastic person like Erica or one fantastic person like Kim who has the light bulb go on and gets excited and passionate and ends up dedicating a lot of their focus for the next 90 days to Purium. And so think about those people too. Think about the awesome people, not just the total quantity of people. But as Kim said, you know, the longer your list, the better opportunity you have to find a great person. So Kim, thanks so much for sharing, and congratulations on the success you've had so far.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, so I'm glad that everyone had a chance to listen to this call and to maybe get a couple of ideas as to how to utilize this road trip. So, you know, I've heard a lot of people start to use the phone app. You know, it's part of the Dreams platform, the prospector component of the phone app. You know, you can go, most people, their list, your list is right there in your hands every day. You know, I think most people are never more than, you know, 5 feet away from their cell phone. So use that cell phone, take a skim through, download the Prospector app if you've got the Dreams platform, and start swiping, and then start texting, and then start calling and checking up on people, and you'll be surprised how many people that you know that live in Florida. You'll be surprised how many people you know that live in Texas, how many people live in Utah, how many live in California, or the Chicago area, or the New York area, or wherever it may be. Almost everyone you know or almost everyone on your cell phone is probably, you know, or maybe not everybody, but, you know, certainly hundreds of people on your cell phone are within a 20-mile drive of where one of our events are right now. So take advantage of that opportunity and that excitement and that momentum. Hold your healthy happy hours. Reach out to people that you know. And, you know, if you're serious about earning significant income, if you want to go on the Diamond Trip or the Blue Diamond Trip, you know, to take it seriously like Erica and Kim are, and we'll do the best we can once people show up at those events to share our heart and to share our belief in this mission. And we're glad that you're on the call tonight, and hopefully you got some good ideas. Tomorrow night, I believe we're going to have Amy Benner on the Meet the Owners call. David Sandoval is going to be in Fort Lauderdale, as I said. So who do you know in Fort Lauderdale? Get him in front of Dave. And I believe tomorrow night Amy is going to be doing the Meet the Owners call. Same time, same number. So thanks, everybody, for joining us tonight, and we will catch you tomorrow night. Bye now.